Amen. I love to hear those guys sing, don't you?
Amen.
What a blessing. Well, it's time, and we'd like to present to you this morning our Christmas cantata that we started on somewhere back in September and all those kind of things, and just put in a lot of long and hard hours. And you know, there's a joke that they commonly refer to that Teresa Allen presented to us, and I'll say on the radio this, y'all know how crazy she is, so... But anyway, she always talked about, you know, what's the difference between a choir director and a terrorist? And the thing that she always come back and say is, you can't negotiate with a terrorist, or you can't negotiate with a choir director. And see, I just blew that whole joke, but... Can we take that off the... No, but they can negotiate with me. Bless God, they can. But it's still going to be my way. Because I try to talk to the Lord about this stuff and try to get his direction on it the best that I can. And I'm afraid that through the years I've missed the boat here and there. And I think that we can all attest to that. We've missed God at times. But I believe that we have sometimes through the Christmas season have lost sight of what it really means. You know, see, we get wrapped up in the shopping. We get wrapped up in the gift buying. We get wrapped up in the commercialism of what Christmas truly is. And we lose sight of that. And I'm afraid to say that, you know, I'm as guilty of that as anybody. But we need to get back to the simplicity of what Christmas is truly about. It's about the humble beginnings of a holy and a righteous God walking around on this earth to save people like me. And I'm thankful for that plan. And it's a time of peace. It's a time of joy. And it seems that I'm telling you, how many families can attest this morning there's been arguments over Christmas presents? Be honest before the Lord this morning. Amen. Hands going up around the house this morning. And I see fingers going up too. You may be afraid to admit it, preacher, but but I want you to listen to the words of this song. Joe Barry, you can go ahead and start that if you'd like. But I just want you to listen to the words of these songs. There'll be songs that you know. And if you know them, sing them along with us. I think this is one that has been presented before. It's entitled Christmas is Jesus. And if you know the song, sing along with us. I believe this is the last one that was sung over at the old church before we moved into this building. But I want you to listen to the words of its author here. It says, I'm convinced that many of our brothers and sisters have lost sight of the simplicity and peacefulness of Christmas. Jesus offers hope for the hurting and eternal life for those who are willing to accept the Father's gift of love through His Son. And maybe this collection will help remind all of us that Christmas is not about you or me, but Christmas is Jesus. So I want you to think of those words. Pray for our choir as we present this to you this morning. Christmas is Jesus. Reflect on Him this morning. Worship with us as we sing. Thank you.
manger in Bethlehem, long before the angel proclaimed good tidings of great joy. You see, somewhere in eternity past, God planned His most magnificent of miracles. His Son, the King of all creation, would take upon Himself the flesh of a man. Then, God waited for the perfect time.
What an audience of angels was holding its breath. A census, a manger, to travel one stranger. The stage was finally set. Angels folded their wings at the throne worshiping as God whispered, I love you, my son. Jesus took off His crown and laying it down said, Father, Thy will be done.
Time had now come for God's only Son to be born as a light in a dark, lonely place. So He stepped from heaven's hall to Bethlehem's stall, where a star lit His newborn face. And God called to Gabriel with gladness and tears, played the trumpet, the horns, and the strings. Tell the shepherd and the wise men and all who will hear, command all of the angels to sing. Fill the sky with your voices and sing.
To the world, the Lord has come. Joy sent from God for all mankind. Joy that's far greater than a mere moment of happiness. An everlasting joy, a contentment and a peace that still emanates from the one laid in a manger in Bethlehem. This baby that Mary held that first Christmas morn is the joy giver. He is the Savior, the long-awaited Messiah, Son of the Most High God, fully man, yet fully God. Born in a manger, yet born a king.
Bethlehem from Eastern Mass afar. They heard about a birth there, an anointed Holy One, born to be Messiah, God's only begotten Son.
That little baby, He was born of a virgin. He was sent down to save us and to bear everybody.
nation will have.
That little baby, he was born of a virgin. He was sent down to save us and to bear every burden. He was God in the flesh, so let the hallelujahs ring. That little baby is the key. Joy to the world. Joy to the world. That little baby, he was born of a virgin. He was sent down to save us and to bear every burden. He was God in the flesh, so let the hallelujahs ring. Let heaven and nature sing. Let earth receive her King. That little baby is the King. That little baby is the
Most of us have heard at least parts of the Christmas story. We remember Mary, Joseph, baby Jesus, shepherds, wise men, angels, a bright star, some animals, and a manger. But the Bible contains many wonderful yet sometimes obscure stories about that first Christmas. Jesus was just a few days old when Mary and Joseph took him to the temple in Jerusalem. They made this trip to fulfill the custom and law of that day. They had no idea that God had ordained another purpose. There was a man in Jerusalem that God had promised would not see death until he had seen the Messiah, the Lord's anointed one. This faithful, devout man believed God's promise and waited for its fulfillment. Can you imagine being led to the temple by the Lord and watching every child that entered wondering, is this the one? Is this the Messiah? That man's name was Simeon.
There's a baby in a manger.
Simeon, faithful servant of God, saw, even touched, the Christ child. There was no doubt Jesus was the one. The Magi, kings from the east, had no hesitation or reluctance to fall down and worship this infant king. Why? He was the one. My friends, he is the one, the hope for all mankind. He's more than a great prophet, more than a great teacher, more than a great leader. He is the one that Jehovah God sent to earth to fulfill his amazing plan of redeeming fallen man. For every need, Jesus is the one. To the hungry, he's the bread of life. To those in darkness, he is the light of the world. To the sick, he's the great physician, the healer of broken hearts, broken homes, and broken lives. For the thirsty, he is the water of life that quenches the thirsty soul. To the weary, he's the burden bearer. To the confused and perplexed, he is counselor. To the lonely, he is the friend who is closer than a brother. And for the fearful, he is the king who protects his own. For those so stressed by the pressures of life, He is the Prince of Peace. For the discouraged, He is the hope of glory. For those who are lost, He is the way. For those trapped in bondage, He is the door to freedom. He is wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is our comfort. He is our hope, our healer, our Savior.
Isaiah spoke the word that a mighty one would come to bring healing to all nations and restore Jerusalem. Centuries have passed to the perfect time.
You are here. come to save the lost. Please, Lord, there's no doubt. I have good, good news to bring. Salvation through the newborn King. Good news.
Good news. Something to shout about.
Good news.
Good, good news. Something to shout about.
A baby lying on the hay.
Something to shout about.
Given our first Christmas day.
Something to shout about.
The wise men traveled from a star.
Something to shout about.
Traveling by the light of a star.
Something to shout about. Something good to shout about. Christ has come to save the lost.
Salvation through the newborn King. That's the good news. For unto us is born this day, this Christmas day, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Sometimes I think our world would like to hide the true meaning of this blessed holy day, to somehow remove Jesus from Christmas and redirect the focus towards a non-religious, all-inclusive, non-offensive event. But in these troubled times, now more than ever, people need to know the truth of Christmas and the reason for our celebration. Christmas means so many things to so many people. For some of us, it's remembering a trip to the woods to cut down a cedar tree, to watch Dad try unsuccessfully to get it into the house. It's about stringing popcorn or hanging tinsel or putting up lights to find that only half of them work. It's singing Christmas carols and baking cookies, eating, and then eating some more. It's about Santa Claus coming in the night while children are pretending to be asleep. Going to grandma's or some family member's home for a massive meal, spending time with mom and dad and brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles and cousins, and giving and receiving presents. These are all wonderful moments and precious memories of the Christmas season. Well, except for the massive eating. But every once in a while, it's good to be reminded that these blessings are only byproducts of what Christmas is really all about. The meaning of Christmas is simple. My friends, Christmas is Jesus. Christmas is His birthday. It's the day we celebrate the birth of the Savior of the world. We must never forget to teach our children and our children's children why there is Christmas. Christmas is not about you and it's not about me. It's all about Him, born this day. Born this day, born this day, Jesus, born this day, born this day. Worship the Lord with us this morning, born this day.
This day.
Sing along with us now.
Born this day.
with us this morning the most beloved of all Christmas hymns.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Your presence for Christmas,
Lord,
Amen. Yes, Christmas is Jesus. Let us make sure He is honored and given all the glory and all the praise.